Now, we all know that the days of fossil fuels are limited, so researchers are trying to find alternative fuels. Biofuels have risen in popularity in recent years, and that's fermenting plant material to make ethanol. That's already being used to produce fuel in several countries around the world. But chemically speaking, ethanol is a long way away from petrol, gasoline, for our US listeners, and the diesel that's currently used in car engines, in jet planes and so on. The problem is that plant sugars that you make ethanol from have lots and lots of oxygen atoms in them, which aren't really found in fuels like gasoline. They sort of make lower grade fuels. Now, scientists at the University of Wisconsin-Madison have developed a biofuel that's identical at the molecular level to gasoline. This sounds absolutely brilliant. Writing in the journal Science, the researchers have found a technique for turning these complex plant sugars called lignocellulose into molecules that can be upgraded through chemical reactions to make petrol, diesel, jet fuel and so on. And they do this by turning the plant sugars into molecules with fewer oxygen atoms, which can then be converted, stuck together to make high-octane gasoline. So to create these new starter molecules, the scientists add a solid catalyst to a solution of plant sugars. A reaction takes place and this kind of oil-like substance is produced that floats up to the top of the liquid, can be just skimmed off. And inside this are acids, alcohols, ketones, all these molecules that have less oxygen to start with than the sugars, but are the precursors to gasoline. Then you do some more reactions, string them together to make gasoline. And it's a much more efficient way of using these plant sugars for biofuels. The oil that the team have made retains around 90% of the energy content of the original sugars, so that's very, very good conversion rate. Although this technique's still really at an experimental stage, perhaps it could solve our oil crisis in the future.
It certainly sounds exciting, Kat, but is it scalable? What I mean by that is, it's one thing to do a reaction in a test tube, it's another to take it to the fuel pump.
Exactly.
Is it scalable?
It's still, well, at the moment they're still doing it in quite a small scale in the lab, but I'm sure these guys are very smart guys who are really into their biofuels, so hopefully we'll find a way in the future.
Well, a very strong motivator is price, of course, and petrol. I know the price has come down a bit, but the price is still incredibly high. And people are saying that we're on the downward slope now, where oil reserves are getting harder to find, not easier. As a result, prices are only really in the long term going to rise. So there's a strong motivation to do this kind of thing.
Absolutely. I can't keep affording to pay the petrol to come up here every week.
Don't say that. We need you. Thanks, Kat.